Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki Reed.
Now the hottest show on the internet.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now and hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's coming burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. Been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change it. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. But there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should let it burn. But you know.
Ain't the same. By myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? All my fellas, do you feel my pain?
It's the way I feel. I knew I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do with all my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days. Umpteen hours. I'ma be burning to your return. Break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. There's one side of me telling me that I need to move on. On the other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah. Ooh.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live today. Excited. Another day, another of the 2012 year. So glad to be here tonight. We have some very high-profile guests coming on tonight. We have media personality slash lawyer. Sports entertainment lawyer, that is, Mr. Xavier Pope, is coming through. We also have artist, a hot new artist from the DMV. You might know him. I mean, I'm telling you, he has the hottest music right now. You might know him as Devon Soul, doing big things. And, you know, we're looking forward to speaking with those guys tonight. I want to let everybody know that you can listen to the show Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We air on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And you are also listening to The Nikki Rich Show on Chicago College Underground Radio. Yes, two networks, two of the hottest networks right now. And it's going down. And if you want to listen to Chicago College Underground Radio, all you have to go to is collegeundergroundradio.com, or you can go to chicago.collegeundergroundradio.com, most definitely. And we are also on iTunes. So if you're in the gym and you're up there, you need something to listen to, all you got to do is put in your search or The Nikki Rich Show, and that's spelled N-I-K-K-I-R-I-C-H, and it's The Nikki Rich Show. And we also have our official site up, and it's revamped, and we relaunched it on the 1st of January. It is NikkiRichShow.com. So if you want to learn about our packages, our promos, and as well as any information on our guests. And we recently got a newsletter that we have out right now. If you want to check out our newsletter, we do have that on our site as well. And our editor of the newsletter is Ms. Tamara Chapman. And we also have our booking for the show is Ms. Mocha. And you can go and follow her on Twitter at Mocha Brand Media. And you can also follow Ms. Tamara at Love4Charlotte, NC. And she's our editor, so we are slowly building our team, but we are being careful, and we are building an empire, and we also building the hottest team with the hottest radio station on the planet. You know how we do it. But, yes, tonight, so looking forward to all that is in store. And right now, I want to take the time out and just let everybody know a little more about the Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show is a positive platform, and this platform is for anybody to display their music, also their projects that they're working on, anytime. And everyone has the opportunity to be heard, and so we want to give everybody that opportunity. And we feature independent artists. I get all the time, do you like independent artists, or do you feature? We feature independent artists. We also have an audience of talent, vocalists. We have promo teams come through, authors, athletes, models, and so many more. And the Nikki Rich Show has an open forum on the radio, educating and providing everybody with the opportunity to share their business amongst everybody. And you're sharing it on this platform. And we will educate and empower those who are in the entertainment business with the tools that you need in order to be successful. And we do this each and every Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, our motto is We are succeeding as we help build your brand. That's what it's all about, guys, building your brand, because that's what we're doing. Everybody should have that chance. And like I said, you just get in contact with Mocha and she will fix you right up. But right now we're going to take a quick break and we're going to go to Mary J. Blige, Mr. Wrong. Y'all keep it locked. It's Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
On the side of you, better daddy, yeah, baby,
right next to you.
I love the way you're just slowing down, and I can feel it all around, in the front and the back of you. Ooh, I love the smell of you, girl, you know what I'm talking about. Know what I mean? Peaches and
you over there, just chilling with your girlfriends. Can't believe
sorry for party rocking.
Young bitch.
It's the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? And I just want to give a big shout-out to my girl, you know what I'm talking about, Nikki Rich, right here on iJive Urban Rich Radio, baby. We hosting this thing, man. That's what it is. I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, baby. If you didn't know, I get it in. You see me. I don't care if you're looking to not dirty and tea. We all we got, man. New Earth thing coming soon your way, all right? That's what it is. MurphyLeeYouSeeMe.com. Get to it.
Nikki Rich.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh my God.
Do
yes.
you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Look up the 403 Mob
okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay, okay.
Get it.
I'm going. This is Big Daddy from the 403. Go to 403mob.com.
All right, welcome back. You are currently listening to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. And for those who are tuned in, you can call in at 323-580-5749. Again, it's 323-580-5749. And you can press that 1. If you press that 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And also, I want to let everybody know, if you want to learn anything about the Nikki Rich Show, all you have to do is go to NikkiRichShow.com, NikkiRichShow.com, and we have all the info you need. We have our times that we're on the show. We also have guests, featured guests as well. We have promotional packages, hint, hint, but we do have promotional packages. And we also have different events that's up and coming. And like I said, we just recently started a newsletter, so we also have that. And it will be coming out each and every Monday. So you will know the recap of the Nikki Rich Show of the week before. So y'all got to check it out. And if you need to get the newsletter, all you have to do is email me your email address, and I will, you know, be able to shoot it out to you every Monday, as well as you can join our mailing list by going to NikkiRichShow.com. And right now we're coming up on top of the hour, and, you know, we keeping it strong here tonight. We getting it in. So right now we're going to go to some more music. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
Nigga, I'm late.
What you mean you late? You having a baby or something?
No, Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, snap, the Nikki Rich Show? Yo, I gotta tune in. I'm sorry, yo. Hold on, call or whatever. The Nikki Rich Show, it's about to go down.
You are now tuned in to the hottest show on the planet. On a roll and control like 10. Nikki Rich on deck, so don't disconnect. From the south to the north, from the east to the west. Nikki take pride in bringing you the best. From all the hot music to all the hot guests. So grab you a seat, kick up your feet. Pay close attention, no time to sleep. 6 days a week and always on time. Press the number one to be heard on the line. BlogTalkRadio.com/Nikki Rich Show is on the grind. The guests on the show will blow your mind. Some shows just glow, but this one shines. So keep it locked in, don't turn that dial. Ain't no more doubt, so just chill for a while.
The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show is on. The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show.
DJ, producers, writers, with novels, lawyers, actors, shows too high, yo. Athletes, singers, that's switching in the lotto. Models, the rappers that be popping in with bottles.
The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, time for Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show is on.
This is a Make It a Man production, coming straight from the gutter.
Yeah. whole life wondering when it's gonna come or where it's been. May have got your heart broken a few times in the past. Never lasts as long as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to. But boy, and all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one that's what you tell everyone around you. But you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say?
The Nikki Rich Show. We are so excited because we're getting geared up for our first guest. Yes, we have Devon Soul coming through out of the DMV, so we're looking forward to him coming on. And a little later on, we have sports entertainer and media personality. We have Xavier Pope coming through. He is a sports entertainment lawyer, so I cannot wait to talk to him as well, yes. But right now, we're going to take a quick music break, and we're going to get to the phone lines as well. So y'all just hold tight on the phone lines. I see they are already booming. Just hold tight, and we'll get right to you. Right now, we're going to Soul for Real, Candy Rain.
Keep holding on.
The hottest radio station on the planet. We're excited because we have our first guest in the house. We're so glad to welcome Xavier Pope to the Nikki Rich Show. But first off, I want to let everybody know a little bit about Mr. Pope, Xavier Pope, that is. He is the principal owner of the Pope Firm PC. It is a law practice that focus on entertainment and sports, copywriting and trademarks, and corporate law. He has been nationally recognized as a top attorney by Uptown Magazine and the Black Entertainment and Sports Lawyers Association. Also, he was recognized for being a top volunteer in the city of Chicago for all his work, and it was pro bono, y'all. And Mr. Pope has served as volunteer attorney for countless community-based organizations, and he has earned his JD degree from Rutgers Law School, as well as he holds two bachelor's degrees in economics and finance from the University of Illinois at Chicago. And also, I would like to welcome tonight to the Nikki Rich Show none other than Xavier Pope. How are you doing tonight?
Hi. I'm doing absolutely wonderful. Hi, Nikki. Thanks for having me on the show. Happy New Year to you, sweetheart.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah. First, I want to thank you for bringing on your wonderful show. And secondly, just to say, for this year in 2012, I wish you absolutely nothing but the best. I wish every dream, every goal, every highest ambition that you have comes true. And I also say that for everybody that's listening to the show, that's tuning in, all of my fans, all my people that watch me on TV, hear me on the radio, I'm saying that to you. And if you used to following me on Twitter, then you know, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I can't pump this out on a regular basis. So, of course, I had to send you some love personally.
Thank you. Thank you. Much love to you. Much love to you. I know you are doing so many things, and right now, you taking out your time to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, and we greatly appreciate it, and we are so honored to have you tonight.
Hey, I hear you from Charlotte, so I got so much love for Charlotte. One of the best haircuts I ever received in the Charlotte area, in the stadium where the Charlotte Bobcats played, No More Grease.
Oh, yeah.
That's the spot. I got one of the flyest haircuts I ever had. They gave me a scalp massage. They lined me up tight, and then they gave me a shave, and I had some razor bumps. They put this chemical, I guess they make their house the spot. All the razor bumps were gone. I had to be at a baby shower for my good guy, Anthony Hamilton, who lives in the area. Much shout out to Grammy Award winner. You know, I had to be in his baby shower for his twins, and I had to make sure I was looking right because Ebony was there doing a feature on it, so they were taking pictures. I had to be nice. So thank you guys over there at the stadium for hooking a brother up. I get so much love for Charlotte. So, sorry.
Yes, Charlotte is an awesome city. You're doing
beautiful
big things. It's growing. Yes, it is. And it's we have different events such as CIAA. Have you heard of that? It's also sports-related.
Yes, I heard. I'm actually next time I'm gonna be there. I'm coming.
Yes.
So you guys, Charlotte, check for your guy, X-Man. I'm coming for you guys again. So I tweeted Nikki. I said, Charlotte gave me so much love. You know, I got guys, I got clients that are there. I got friends that are there. So, it's popping. Shout out to my girl Fuzzy Lynn, who's on the radio out there too doing her thing. So I love you, Charlotte.
Yes, everybody is coming here. So much love, much love. Now, Mr. Xavier Pope, tell us a little bit about your firm. The Pope Firm.
Well, you know, growing up in the city of Chicago, I was always into hip-hop. I was a hip-hop head in high school and college, and I also balled a lot, too. I played ball, but I didn't play ball for school because, you know what, I didn't want to be embarrassed in front of the girls in case I made a mistake, so I kind of stayed away from the spotlight in that respect, and so I wanted to make sure that I stayed behind the scenes, but all my guys were ballers, and I wanted to stay involved in entertainment and sports for a career. I actually started out in banking, in auditing investment portfolios, and that was my life, but my passion really was in sports and entertainment, so I decided to go to law school and do that. I worked for Warner Music, writing record contracts. I worked for Ford Models, dealing with that. I worked out in Directors Guild, handling movies, and I worked in reality TV, And then I decided to branch out on my own and do my own thing. So that's how I started the Pope Firm. Basically, so I had that exposure to a lot of high caliber clients and athletes and entertainers, and have been able to establish my brand. I'm the most recognized attorney in the city of Chicago, and basically starting to become one of the most recognized sports entertainers in the country. So I work with athletes and some of their foundation work, and not on the agent side, but mostly on the business and foundation side, and with entertainers as far as their record contracts, producers, music companies. I do all of that stuff. I mean, I'm a contract beast. I love writing contracts. I write it in my sleep. Some people hate looking at the fine print. I'm a fine print fool, and I love negotiating contracts. And so that's a little bit of what we do, it's exciting work. I love what I do. I breathe and sleep this entertainment and law business, entertainment sports business. I'm constantly consumed by it, and a lot of other attorneys that may have been in that, they may do something else. This is my life. I'm in the business. This is what I do. I'm eating the entertainment and sports law bagel right now with cream cheese on top of it.
I know that's right. And also, I know you started your firm in 2008. Have you found any challenges, from the economy? Have there been any challenges or any effect in your business?
The economy, this is what I say. If you're blessed, then, you don't focus on all that stuff. Those outside forces should never enter your mind. You are the captain of your destiny. Your mind determines where you're going, and so yes, in some respects, the economy may affect the business in a little bit, but from my standpoint, my profile has increased over the course of the down economy. I've been working in the entertainment sports business since 2003, since I started law school. I entered the game working for the attorney that handled Jill Scott's her first attorney and then working it for. So I was the way sports entertainment works, if you're really, really passionate about it, you can really work in the game before you finish law school and be in the right position. So I've been able to see my career actually advance over the course of time, really have really gotten better in the game during the down economy. And I speak to all those artists that are out there, singers, models, business people, don't let the economy put your mind in a state that you can give that as an excuse for you not doing your own thing. Wake up every morning excited about each and every day and say, listen, I'm going to make this happen, whoever I need to get to. As a matter of fact, Twitter has blown up during the time of the down economy. Twitter is an excellent resource for you to reach out to whoever you need to reach out to, the publishers on Twitter, the people on Twitter. May you use the resources that are available to you. Technology has advanced, and so it's just so many opportunities out there for everybody to really make their move and actually hustle, during these days. And Nikki Rich, you can be a vouch for that yourself with your show, being able to blow it up, use skills and social media, blog talk, radio. These things didn't exist before the down economy came. And so these things are getting utilized even more. You're making your own path, Nikki.
I'm trying.
Keep doing it, girl. And everybody that's out there listening, keep doing that. Keep making those beats. Keep going to parties. Keep hustling. Keep writing your rhymes. Talk to people that know things. Keep going after your dreams. That's all I have to say on that. So absolutely not. I'll be that answer to that question.
Oh, yes. And I also want to talk about your appearances on CBS and NBC. Let everybody know about that.
Well, because I think when you are passionate about what you do and you're willing to do something for free, people will pay you to do it. So I started out in the entertainment law game working for free, interning, getting coffee, parking cars, for entertainment lawyers, working for credit in law school, and eventually people started to pay me to represent them. Same thing that happened with media. People were excited that I was excited. I started writing a blog on sports entertainment here in Chicago for Chicago Now, and that got the attention of people that liked my analysis, that liked my personality, liked my positivity, and said, let's put this guy on TV. He sounds good. He looks good. that's obvious. But and I see them out there.
So, I see you posing on the pictures.
hey, those are professional pictures. That is photographer. I paid that man to put me in about 117 different poses, so it better look good. The lighting right, the shading right, you know, just be professional. But
looking
that
sharp.
Process, looking sharp. Oh yeah, gotta have a pocket square. Gotta have the suit line. You know, tailor suit. Gotta look good. Gotta be fresh to death. You know. And being the tip top in fashion. I always appreciate when I see different guys on TV. I say, ooh, I like that combination. I'm feeling it. I'll tweet guys. You know, I see Kenny Smith with a little combination. I'll tweet him like, listen, that look good right there. You know, different guys. Some guys, their suit game is tight. You know, and but as far as the media piece, I mean, they just having people, you know, being attracted to what I do. I got to give shout out to the National Association of Black Journalists. For the love that they have shown me, and being a part of that organization has really opened up opportunities for me also to appear in media and be involved in that as well. So I got to definitely give shout out, especially my Chicago chapter, Carol Kyle, you know, the president of the Chicago chapter. I got to give love to Christy Hedlund, my publicist, all the great things that they do and working. She works with them and doing different things and representing different people that are part of the NABJ. So they do a lot to make sure a lot of African-Americans are getting opportunities in the media to be on TV. So I got to definitely give love to that. So, you know, just being, you know, attracting people to me, just saying, hey, listen, we like what you do. We want to get you on TV. We want to hear you talk. And being a fresh voice out there. Yeah, so that's how,
exactly.
That's how it all really went, happened. So. Mm-hmm.
Now, tell everybody about your media side, or your media personality. You know, you're not just a sports lawyer. Let everybody know what else you do.
Oh, man. it's a lot. So, I mean, my main hustle is getting on TV and breaking down some of the behind-the-scenes of the business and law behind what happens in sports. So I appear a lot of times talking about the NFL lockout that was going on. I was breaking down all the legal issues. I may predict what was happening. I was talking about the NBA lockout, talking about Jerry Sandusky, some of the things that happened with him. Some of those different things that happened. The media will call me and say, Xavier, we need you to talk about this and give a statement on it and come on and talk about it. But in addition to that, because I tweet so much about having a positive attitude and encouraging people, and because my background is a former foster youth, I get a lot of engagements to speak and to talk about, you know, inspiring people. So I've appeared on programs in relation to that. In addition to that, Sound Business Advice, Black Enterprise, also featured me on Urban Business Roundtable talking about using social media to enhance your business and some of those different things of that nature. And even talking about relationships, you know, I'm some kind of expert at that. People want to hear me talk about that. So I'm an all-around guy, you know, just all-around general great guy, just knowledgeable about what I do, but also just a personality, funny, attractive. People want to hear what I have to say. So people, you know, I'll appear in different media forms for that. So that's how all that relates together. I just love sharing myself to people, you know, inspiring people, make them feel good. Having a good time, right, Nikki? I know you all
yes,
out here. Yes,
and you are very down to earth, you know, if I must say myself.
Hey, listen. I came from nothing. I grew up in the hood in the city of Chicago, homeless, foster kid at 14 years old, had to make my own way. Thank God for, you know, keeping me from the streets. I had friends that died in the streets, and, you know, and I've been blessed to receive what I've received and have mentors over the course of my life. And so because I've come from a humbling background, in my opinion, I've had to stay humble. You know, for people out there that's listening, if you come from the hood, you can be from the hood, but you don't have to let the hood stay in you. But also always remember where you come from, because, you know, the same people you meet on the way up, the same people you meet on the way down. So I always keep that in perspective. You know, I always treat everybody the same. You know, like I go to church, I treat the security guard the same way I treat my pastor. I treat the person that's mopping the floors, I pray for them, you know, because you have to treat everybody, you know, equally, because we all know children of God, and you never know what someone's story is, or where they are going, and where they've come from. So I try to keep that in perspective when I deal with everybody.
And I agree on that. Now, also, what I want to know is, what do you love about being an attorney?
It's so many things that I love, Nikki. The number one thing that I love is that when I walk into a room, I automatically get respect. You are respected. I've spent years in school obtaining two bachelor degrees and a law degree. That's number one. So I worked my butt off to get to where I am. Number two, I did something that most people cannot do, which is attain a law degree, become an attorney. And then, so automatically, I'm coming to people, I respect you for doing that. So I love that. You know, if I got a problem with the cable company, phone company, listen, I'm going to tell you, I will take care of y'all. Oh, Mr. Pope, sure, you want a discount for next month? You know, so, you know, just automatically people give me that respect. And so that's number one. Two is that so many of our CEOs of our companies, our politicians, our president, so a lot of high-powered people, they were once attorneys. And because you get respect, you come into the room, I'm able to transition from this and do all these other different things in life, have many other business opportunities open up to me because of that, and I'm able to pursue these different things because of what I do. And I think that's an awesome thing. People pitch me business ideas every day, every email. I got this idea for this, I got this idea for that. Some of the ideas are million-dollar ideas, some of them are duds, but I get those things across my desk. I'm able to partner with people to do a lot of great things, which also is my other company, Edge Capital, that we're doing some things as far as the venture capital arena. So that's my other, that's outside. I wouldn't even mention that. You didn't even get that in my press docket. But, you know, I've worked on some large acquisitions and doing some of things of that nature, too, on the business side. So that's allowed me to do those other things as well, do a lot of business and, you know, make some things happen on the money side.
Awesome. That's awesome. I'm telling you, you have done some really amazing things over the years. I mean, completed so many goals, and you just really got it going on. Now, is there anything else that you would like to share to the listeners that they don't already know about Mr. Xavier Pope?
You know what? One thing I would like to share with everyone and is that I came from zero. I'm just letting you know that. That's off. That I wear that on my sleeve. But the thing about it is, a good portion of my life, you know, I tried to put on fronts like I didn't come from where I came from because I was ashamed, you know. And a lot of people would look at how I talked and how I dressed, and they wouldn't know that I was coming to high school and forging, you know, a signature, so people wouldn't put me in a home somewhere. And because I know about a lot of these kids get abused, you saw what happened with Sandusky. A lot of these kids, they were inner city kids that didn't have any parents and all that. They were put in the care of these different folks that abused them. These are nightmare stories. And so a lot of times people didn't know where I came from, my background, and I was ashamed of that. But it wasn't until I went to law school and I got a scholarship from Victoria Wilde. She's a dear friend. She's from a young wrestler, Drew Silla. Meeting her and being involved with other, you know, influential people that had similar backgrounds as me, and being able to open that up. And it wasn't until I actually met her, it opened me up to really share my story and be really inspiring and truly be a transparent guy. Until that time, I wouldn't say I was a phony guy, but I wouldn't say I was as transparent as I am now as far as really open about who I am and where I am. And I really think that my career really took off when I really became more transparent and more aligned with who I really am as a person. And so I tell the audience, everyone that's listening out there, everyone that's in business, everyone that's entertainment, sports, just be yourself. You know, and truly tap into who you are. And not only that, being true to yourself helps you as far as your wholeness as a person is concerned, it helps you to decide what you truly want to do. If you are really passionate and serious about going to a career of modeling, then you have to pursue that thing because that's what you love to do. If you want to be Nikki Rich, or you want to be on the radio, or you want to have people paying you to have sponsor sets on the show, that your blog talk radio, now she's nationwide, now she's international, and now she's a household name, then you have to be true to yourself as to where you're going, who you are to be able to reach those goals. And so that's the most important thing I would like to share to people is just truly be yourself and truly follow the dreams that you have for your life. And I think that my life is a complete testament to doing that.
I have to agree. I mean, and you have a story in itself, and we all have a story. We just got to keep pushing, you know, no matter
right.
what challenges we are faced with, we just got to keep
right.
going. You know, I have storms every day, but I don't wake
right.
up saying, oh, you know, I can't do this or I can't do that. You know what? I just go even harder. And, you know, you might see me on Twitter. That's not just Nikki Rich. You know, you have to get to know me. You know, I'm always on my grind,
right.
you know. And
right.
it's just hard, but you got to keep pushing it. Everybody. That's why we have this platform here, so that everybody can voice. You know, have a voice and be heard. That's what it's all about.
And I want, when I leave any situation, whereas I do, I've spoken at keynote speeches for graduations. I've encouraged businesses, individuals. When I come and I share myself, I want everyone that I've spoken to leave off better than when I walked into the room. And so, me being on the Nikki Rich Show, I want everybody that's listening to this show to come away from this broadcast better than when they tuned in, and want to tune in more for all the other great interviews, all the other great guests that she's going to have, because she drew me to her for her great energy. And so I want you guys to also be cognizant of that too. Everything that you put out there absolutely comes back to you, good and bad.
Exactly. And I agree with that. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, you know, we learned a little bit about you tonight, and we want to learn more. Now, how can we get any more information, such as your website? I know we have social networking sites, as Twitter, Facebook, and, you know, how could we get that?
Oh, that's great. First of all, you can reach me on Twitter. I tweet a lot, and it's Xavier Pope. It's Xavier Pope. That's my Twitter handle. You also can find me on my blog, chicagonow.com/expostfacto. That's ex post facto, when I talk about legal issues in sports and entertainment. You can also check out our new website. We're going to be launching soon. It's going to be our old website is thepopefirmpc.com. It's going to be the popepc.com. So be looking for that when we launch that. You definitely get that from Twitter and Facebook. And also my Facebook fan page is facebook.com/expostfacto. And also do a search for 528 Media. That's the company that handles my appearances on the media and my speaking engagements too. So I'm out there. I'm everywhere. Search the name. Come check for me. And I got a lot to say. And then also those that's in the business that's looking for, you know, somebody to represent you, give us a holler, give us a shout. And if you want us to come to your town and talk to your people, definitely we'll come out and talk to your people and make some things happen for your event or your conference, whatever have you. We there. Let's go. It's 2012, baby. Let's make it happen.
Exactly. Most definitely. Well, we are so honored, and we're glad that you were able to come through to the Nikki Rich Show. We hope this is not your last time, because we would love to have you back and just speak to our listeners, you know, personally, and just maybe have an open forum. And, you know, we want you back.
That's a great idea, because we can – have a lot. I know you have a lot of artists, DJs, models.
Yeah.
Hit your show up, and they want to know different questions about different things in the industry. I have tons of answers for you. You can get some kick some stuff around. I can let you know how to start things. I can let you know how to continue things. I can let you know how to get rid of certain relationships. I didn't
mm-hmm.
drag artists out of record contracts. You know, guys with goons making them sign. No. You're going to let him off this contract right now. I don't care how many guys you got with you. I see you packing, but we're going to walk out of here, and you're going to let this dude go from this contract. So, you know, we have different forums like that. You know, we can have a great time, and I think that's a good idea, Nikki. I'm feeling that. I'll definitely come back for that.
Most definitely. That will be so awesome, and we'll have to set that up. But before you go, do you mind shouting out the Nikki Rich Show?
No doubt.
We always ask our guests to do that so we can play later on or throughout our show.
What's up? This is your guy, Xavier Pope, principal owner of the Pope Firm PC, media personality, extravaganza of greatness, and all-out handsome guy that love you all. And I am representing on the Nikki Rich Show. Let's go.
Well, thank you so much, Xavier. It's been such a pleasure to have you on tonight. I look forward to the future, to building with you as well.
No doubt. Thank you for having me, Nikki. Thank you, audience, for listening. Keep tuning in to this wonderful show and this beautiful young lady that is representing very hard and working extremely hard. Shout out to our PR person for doing her thing as well. Much love to you, sweetheart. And let's make it happen in 2012. Anything negative, shelve in 2012. Let's move.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. All right, guys. We're going to get right back into the show. Much love to Xavier Pope. Such a great guy. Y'all got to follow him on Twitter. And also, you know, he gave his information. If you didn't catch it right just now, you can always go back to our archives. We are in iTunes, so you can download the iTunes. And every episode of the Nikki Rich Show is there. And you can also go back to blogtalkradio.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. But if you go to iTunes, it's free. It does not cost a thing. It's free. But we're going to get right back into the show right now. We're going to go to Beyonce. 1+1. Y'all keep it locked. It's the Nikki Rich Show.
I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1+1=2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. 'Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. Darling, you got enough for
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We have our next guest in the building. So excited about our next guest. He is featured on the NikkiRichShow.com. Man, he's been doing major, major things. We're excited to talk to the one and only Devon Soul. I want to let everybody know a little bit about Devon Soul, a.k.a. Daniel Harrington. He was born in Washington, D.C. He grew up listening to go-go and hip-hop and R&B. And, you know, as a songwriter and a talented musician, he acquired a number of crafts under his belt. Yes, he has. And, I mean, he has moved all over, like moved overseas and lived in several different countries known as Paraguay, South Africa, West Africa, Romania, U.S., Sri Lanka. And he also took a little bit of each culture with him as well as he toured and, you know, had several different concerts. And tonight, we would like to welcome none other than Daniel Harrington, a.k.a. Devon Soul. How are you?
How you doing, Miss Nikki Rich? How you doing? Blessed New Year. It's good to, you know, talk to you again. Definitely honored to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here tonight. All right. Yes, we're so glad. I know you're doing major things right now. You're working on up-and-coming project. So we're ready to get started and talk and see what you got going on. So, you know, we found out where you was from. Now, how did you get this name, Devon Soul?
You know, my middle name is actually Devon. But growing up, I was always kind of like a loner. You know, I was always to myself. You know, I never really, you know, hung out with many people. And basically, the soul, S-O-L, basically just short for solitude. So that's how Devon Soul came about.
Now, I know you lived in several different places. What was it like in the different countries? I mean, you are worldwide, truly worldwide.
Yeah. Each country is different. I mean, like I said, when I was living in Sri Lanka, basically, I was the only African American, or one of the very few African Americans that they've ever seen, you know, in the city of Colombo. And walking around there, it was kind of like, it's one of those things, like you're not sure whether to kind of just greet people or just run, you know, because, but it was a real peaceful country. I actually like Sri Lanka. It's actually a little island under India, for those who don't know. Living in South Africa was great. I had a blast there. West Africa, lived there. It was rough. I was living in Dakar, Senegal. Paraguay was great. If you spoke Spanish, if you didn't speak Spanish, you probably, you know, didn't truly enjoy it that much. But it was good living in different countries over the world. So it was great, and it was great. Also performing in different countries over the world, you take a little bit of everything that, you know, you acquire from each country, man, and you just, I mean, it's about being worldly, and I definitely would, you know, convince anyone or try to convince people, if you ever get a chance, you got to get out of the United States, go to another country, experience a different culture, you know, and just get with the people there, man. It's different. I loved it.
It is. Now, I know your music, you know, speaking of your music, what made you first realize that you wanted to pursue a career in music?
Honestly, you know what? I've always loved music, and I know that's a cliche. Everybody said, you know, I always loved music, and I was growing up. But no, with me, the way it started was just church. And, you know, I wanted to be a musician. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be like a piano player and a guitar player. But, you know, my mother, she made me join the choir, and I didn't want to join the church choir. I was like, man, I'm not trying to join the choir, you know. But I ended up joining the choir because, you know, I was going to get a beating if I didn't. So I joined the choir, and it just took off from there. You know, I just basically background, never wanted to sing foreground, never wanted to be lead, just like singing background. And that basically just stuck with me. So I said, let me try this. Let me just see what happens. Because like I said, if you don't try anything at all, I mean, then you're never going to know what you ever amount to. So I said, let me just try to do a little something. Let me try to sing. And it happened to work out. So that's how I started.
That is amazing. Now, far as your music, do you have different themes that you have as far as your music-wise? I know some people have several different themes.
When you say things, like, what do you mean specifically?
Theme, like your own theme.
Oh, my own theme.
Mm-hmm.
No, I jump different spectrums. I have many different themes. I mean, some people like to stick to the love theme, but I'm all over the board. You know,
okay.
I try to get with what's new. You know, I might
mm-hmm.
sing about really not having anything at all. I might sing about love. You know, sing about, you know, dislike and discontent, and you know, I'll sing a song about rain. I mean, it just really depends on how I feel at the moment, and it's real. I mean, I'm inspired by what's around me, you know, and just like most songwriters, you know, I write based on what's around me. Sometimes what I do is I'll get on, I don't know, Priceline, and I'll buy a ticket and I'll travel, I'll go to another country just to inspire, just to write a song for no reason whatsoever. You know, not to really visit anybody, just to be inspired by a different surrounding, just to see what, you know, what comes at me and what comes to me. I do stuff like that. I don't know.
That's amazing. That is amazing right there. I love the travel. Well, you know, we're speaking of music. We've been talking about music. We want to go right here to one of your singles. We have a single called 85. Tell us a little bit about that.
85, wow. You know, 85 was inspired. I actually, I was driving to Atlantic City from Virginia. I like to thank Officer Peterson, New Jersey State Trooper. He gave me I was speeding. He ended up giving me like a reckless driving ticket, but I wasn't going that fast. So anyway, I made some phone calls, beat the charges, and that inspired me to write a song called 85. So that's how 85 came about. He said I was going 85, but anyway, I said, you know, I'm gonna write a song about that, and I'm gonna email it to him. So that's how I got the song. That's where 85 came from.
All righty. Well, you know, while we're here, why don't you go ahead and world premiere 85 for us on the Nikki Rich Show?
All right, this is Devon Soul. This is my premiere, 85. The music video will be coming out Tuesday, 85, Nikki Rich Show.
What? Thank you.
All right. You're just listening to Devon Soul 85. I'm loving that. I love it. It's got that Miami feel to it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. I see we have a 626 number. Caller, you are currently on the air with Nikki Rich and Devon Soul. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles. This is Mikey J. How you doing?
Hey, Mikey J.
Mikey.
Hey, first of all, I just want to say thank you for having me on your show, Nikki Rich. All right, shout out to my boy, Devon Soul. I'm glad to hear you on this show. It's good to hear from you.
Well, I appreciate that.
No problem. Me and Devon, we go way back. I can't exactly remember how we met, but I had him on my radio show at, called The Great Unknowns Presents on KGUP 106.5 FM in Los Angeles back in, what was it, 2010? Man, time flies. We did an interview, and around that time, it was he just had his single, Not Who You Say You Are, it just came out, which is a hot new joint that you should play on this show. Well, the reason for my call, I just wanted to, you know, I want to make this short and just say that I'm honored to have this man on as a nominee at the 2012 All Indie Music Awards that's coming up on February 10th in Hollywood, coming
that's
at the Key
awesome.
Club. Yeah.
Wow.
He's nominated. He's nominated for Best Dance Artist and Best R&B Soul Artist. And I wish you the best of luck, dude.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Mikey. Thank you so much, man.
If any of you guys out there are listening, if you want to vote for him, go to www.aimusicawards.com and give this guy a vote. You know, he really needs your support. Well, I'm going to let you do your thing, Nikki. But, you know, I look forward to meeting you, Devon, and, on February 10th here in Hollywood, and wish you the best of luck, man.
Thank you so much, Mikey.
Well, thank you,
February 10th, I'll be out there, man.
Awesome. Yes. Hey, Nikki, before I go, can I make a request?
Oh, yes, you can.
Like a song request. Can you play his new joint? It's called Take Me Away.
Yes, I can play it.
All right, cool.
We can play
All right,
that.
Well, thanks a All right, well, thanks.
Ooh,
thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right, well, you guys have a good night.
Good night.
Oh,
man, that is so awesome. What I mean, you are doing big things. It's an honor and accomplishment. Amazing, amazing. I'm so excited about you, Devon. You're doing big things, and we're so excited to have you here tonight.
Well, like I said, thank you so much. And let me, and I know Mikey's probably going to be like, what? Let me actually, I'm nominated in three categories, Best Dance Artist, Best Pop Artist, and Best R&B Soul Artist. February 10th is actually 2 days before the Grammys, and that's great. Actually, January 10th, I'll find out whether or not I will be performing at the Grammys, which is February the 12th. So.
Wow. Awesome. Well, right now we're going to go to another one of your songs right quick because we're winding things down. And we will be playing all your songs, you already know. But I'm not sure if we can get to them all today because our time is winding down. But we have another song, which I love. It's called Insane. Tell everybody about Insane.
Insane. Oh, wow. Insane,
I like that
actually,
song.
I wrote that song basically because, you know, y'all women, you know, y'all know what y'all do. I wrote Insane. It's based off just a female who I was just doing all kind of crazy things just to be with her, just to keep her. And it was a little bit out of my character. But the thing was, when we were together, it really didn't matter because she was doing the same crazy stuff, and she just fueled my insanity. So that's why I
I wrote it, and it's called Insane. So this track is called Insane, Devon Soul on the Nikki Rich Show. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. That was Devon Soul. Man, I love that, Devon Soul. Insane is hot. I love it. I get in such a routine where I'm playing, you know, certain songs all the time. We've been playing your music. I have just really been drawn to that song right there.
Thank you.
Yes, awesome. Now, is it, you know, while we're winding things down, is there anything you would like to share with our listeners? I know you know, you have Facebook, Twitter, your website, you know, any kind of ways they can book you and contact you.
Let me go ahead and just shoot through these a little. You can catch me on Twitter at Devon Soul, DEVONSOL. You can catch me on Facebook, Devon Soul, which is actually Devon.Soul, S-O-L. My website, official, DevonSoul.webs.com. And, yeah, those are the three sites you can catch me. Basically, what I'd say to anybody in this business, in this industry, you know, everybody got advice. Everybody always got advice. And I'm a kind of turn a little bit of pessimistic advice into optimism. And I was the guy who always watched people on TV, and they say, you know, if you keep at it, you'll get it, and just keep following your heart. And I was always the dude on the couch eating Doritos, Chinese food. I'm like, man, he's tripping. The only reason he got that because he knew somebody, or he knows somebody who knows somebody. And when I started, I didn't know anybody. I didn't know DJs. I didn't know producers. I didn't know studios. I didn't have any connections whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I had no money to record a song. I would buy a microphone and go in the bathroom with a karaoke set. that's where I was. But I was my own worst enemy. With that being said, all I want to say is it's real. It's real. Do not stop. There is nothing wrong with being different. You know, everyone does, you know, they try so hard to fit into this lifestyle, this trend. But see, I was always different. You know, I was always different. My music was always different. You know, when I go to, whether I'm at award shows or concerts, you know, people think I'm a hip-hop artist, and it's not necessarily true. Never judge a book by its cover. Don't stop doing what you're doing, and be different. Don't be afraid to be different, because the truth is, being different could start a trend. You know, there were no rappers out there trying to sing until Drake came, and now look at everybody. They want to sing a little bit on their track. Now Drake made it cool. Drake made it a trend. Don't be afraid to be different. So that would be my advice, man, and don't stop. Do not stop.
Exactly. Well, it's been such a pleasure having you on tonight, and we will, you know, we already know we got your music in steady rotation here at the Nicki Rich Show, and you're welcome to come back anytime. We don't want you to be a stranger to the Nicki Rich Show.
Well, I don't want Nicki Rich to be a stranger to Devon.
It's been such a pleasure to have you on tonight.
Thank you so much. Can I do a couple quick shout-outs or no?
Yes, you may. Go ahead and do your thing.
I want you to send me a bill. I want to thank Mikey J from The Great Unknowns Presents. Check him out. Texie Miata. She'll be in my upcoming 85 music video that's going to be released next Tuesday. Definitely check out her lipstick line. Texotic, and that's pretty much it.
Well, I just want to let you know, it's been so many people that called in earlier for you as well. Shout out to everybody that's supporting Devon Soul as well. I mean, it's so many people. I'd say about 15 people, to be honest, but it is such a pleasure to have you on and have that great support backing you, because you know, it's hard out here, and you can't do it alone, but as long as you have a team, that's all, you know, in that support system, you will go even further.
And that's true. And for everybody who called in, it's my fault. My apologies for everyone who called in and was on hold and your phone bill ran up. So if you happen to have called into the Nicki Rich Show and you didn't get a chance to talk to myself or Nicki Rich, send me a personal message on Facebook, or send me a DM on Twitter and let me know, and I'm going to take care of y'all.
Most definitely, yes. It was people from all over across the world, so you know. But thank you. Thank you again. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless.
God bless.
God bless. Much love, much love. And, guys, I want to let everybody know we have the hottest guest come on. That was Divine Soul. He is going to be at the Music Awards. Y'all got to support young brother doing his thing out of the DMV area. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's real right there. And, you know, doing major, major things. And I want to also let everybody know about our upcoming guests this week. We have two major surprises this week. I'm excited about our surprise guests. I can't spill the beans yet. I know it. It's a teaser. But it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward. You know, all I say is you just don't know. You think we hot now. The end of the week is going to be hotter. But tomorrow we have a special guest coming through. We have tomorrow we have none other than an exclusive interview with Eddie Connor Jr. He is a motivational speaker. He is a also media personality, and he is a cancer survivor. So we're going to be talking with him and all his success. We also have Derek Terry that's coming through. You might know him as he's out of Atlanta, Georgia. He is an actor. Yes, he's been on several different soap operas, The Young and the Restless, The Bold and the Beautiful. He was on Passions and General Hospital. But he's also done several independent projects such as The Monk, Law and Order, and Criminal Minds as well. So we're going to look forward to talking with him, because Criminal Minds and Law and Order is my favorite show. So we're going to be talking with him. And Passions, oh my goodness, that's one of another. And he's a very handsome guy, y'all. So you got to go look up Derek Terry, and he is on NikkiRichShow.com. Y'all go to NikkiRichShow.com. All the info is there. And on Thursday, we will be having Laker players come through. And we're going to end it on, well, we're going to have Friday. We have none other than Crazy Bone. We're going to be talking with Grammy Award-winning Crazy Bone. And on Saturday, we have Marvin Ambrosius. And he is calling all the way in from the UK. He will be calling in at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is 6 p.m. UK time. He's in the UK. And if you don't know who Marvin Ambrosius is, he is the younger brother of Marsha Ambrosius, and formerly of Floor Tree. He has written so many songs and lyrics. He's doing big things. He's written for Angie Stone, Floor Tree, Gain, Nas, so many more. And, you know, I can't wait to talk to Marvin Ambrosius. Y'all can go check him out at ambrosiusonline.com. All his information is there as well. So we're looking forward to that. And upcoming, we are so excited to talk to Miss Judith Jaquez of Black Street. She is doing big things. She is hosting an event called the Black Street Gala, and it is coming up. And it's a celebration honoring Cornel West, Reverend Al Sharpton, Bill Cosby, Judith Jameson, Lamont Hill, Toni Morrison, Eric Jerome Dickey, Mary Mary, Tyler Perry, Spike Lee, Donnie McClurkin, and more. And I will be in the building, so we're looking forward to that. So y'all got to keep it locked into the Nikki Rich Show. We have major artists coming through as well. So we're just blessed, truly blessed, that is, to be a part of such a positive network. And, you know, I'm sorry, guys, we didn't get to talk to everybody. I know we have a lot of people online. We our time is winding down, but you know, I'm sorry I didn't get to the phone lines, but we're winding things down here at the Nikki Rich Show. It's been such a great night. Everybody's supporting and showing love to one another. And I'm just so blessed and to be a part of a positive network. And it's a positive platform where, like I said, everyone can display their music. And, you know, if you want to be a part of this show, all you have to do is contact our PR, which is Mocha Brand Media. Mocha Brand Media is the PR director of the Nikki Rich Show. Also, we have that just joined us, Miss Tamara Chapman. She is our editor of our newspaper that will be going out each and every Monday. So if you want to join our mailing list, all you have to do is just email NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And that's NikkiRichShow@gmail.com. And, you know, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, or you can follow the Nikki Rich Show at Nikki_Rich_Show. Yes. And we on Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But this week is a special week because we have Marvin Ambrosia coming through. So, you know, you got to stay tuned, keep it locked. And as we always say, we wish you all the best. Much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. God bless you all. Y'all have a good night.
It's another hot song. All the DJs gonna play this song. Uh-oh. Hey, yeah, it's another hit. Got the crowd saying, yo, that's. Uh-oh. Hey, put my V-neck on. About to go to the club. Y'all better look out. Uh-oh. Hey, about to put my shades on and my chain around my neck. Cause I'm top dog. Let me put on my cologne when I walk past her. It's about to be on. Cause I get busy, I get busy, I get busy, I get busy. So fellas, have your game up. Cause the ladies gonna turn it up. Shake butt of them legs, shake butt of them legs, shake butt of them legs, girl. Man, I know she at home. Putting that cow thought alone. Shake butt of them legs.
Nikki Reed.
Show. On the internet. The Nicky Rich Show.